know, a lot of groups came out of the British invasion. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones. To me, this is one of the best. Chad Stewart, Jeremy Clyde, Willow Weep For Me. 23 now away from news time at 9 o'clock on the Great Voice of Volusia County, AM 1230, WFSBB. Jeff Berner is with us from Professional Physical Therapy this morning. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Hey, you know, I was thinking the other day, back when I lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, at lunchtime at a health club that I happen to be a member of, they used to have what they called Rambo. And it was 2 minutes of doing an aerobic exercise, and then they blew a whistle, and you had 15 seconds to get on a weight program. And you did that for 2 minutes, and then they blew the whistle, and you went back to an aerobic exercise. And they had all these numbers, and you had to run around. And the whole reason was, there has to be balance in everything you do, and especially in exercise. I would think there has to be balance in just about everything you do in life.
Well, all of life. I mean, from our eating habits, if you eat too much, you're out of balance as far as your scales go off balance. Or if you don't eat enough, you're not going to have enough energy to get things done during the day. But the exercise program has to be balanced as well. You need to make sure that you have an aerobic program as well as a stretching program, as well as a strengthening program to keep all aspects of the body fit, in addition to keeping your mind fit as well.
Well,
it really isn't just one specific exercise or one specific activity that can do it all.
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point when you talk about stretching. You know, I remember 5, 6, 10 years ago, I could get out on a tennis court and I could walk out of my car, walk to the tennis court, hit a couple of balls and start playing. Today, I've got to really stretch, or I feel it when I'm done playing.
Well, even when you're younger, it's appropriate to stretch. Anytime you have a muscle in a static position for any period of time, it starts laying down connective tissue because the body wants to conserve the energy. By conserving the energy in the muscles that we're not using, if you're sitting at a desk or at your microphone at the studio, you end up not contracting that muscle, not relaxing that muscle, and not stretching that muscle without that activity. You potentially cause harm to the muscle if you jump right on the tennis court and start using it, because if it's not stretched out, it's not going to be able to use the full length, and you'll either compensate with other muscles or you'll tear the muscle partially that you didn't stretch out.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Now you got me scared to go out to the tennis court. just kidding you, buddy.
The other thing that happens is a lot of times people don't recognize, especially as they age. I had a gentleman in yesterday that his primary goal, what he wanted to accomplish, is that he had been a professional dancer in the 50s, and he wanted to, in the 1950s, that
sure,
is, not
sure.
In his 50s, but he had been a professional dancer, and he wanted to get back to the point where he could do some basic dance moves. And I was reading over his paperwork, and I walked back to the treatment room with him, and he was using the walls to keep himself from staggering or falling over. And I thought, wow, the guy doesn't realize that his balance is that bad that he can't keep himself up.
Right.
Now, I tested his strength. I tested his range of motion. Both were very, very reasonable. They were not dramatically limited. But when I tested his balance, immediately I saw his problem, because when I tried to have him stand on one foot, he couldn't stand there for more than 2 seconds.
Hmm.
And there's no question that is a specific sense, that sense of balance that is critical to tennis, it's critical to dance, it's critical to walking. And so a lot of times when it goes away, and it goes away gradually, we really don't recognize how profound it is, and how if you're using your hands on the walls or using furniture to walk around in the house, you've lost a basic sense that is so critical. And until people start falling, they don't see it as a problem.
Yep. I can understand that. Jeff Berner is with Professional Physical Therapy right here in our great little beach town. Somebody stops in to see you, make an appointment to see you, I should say. 15 minutes, absolutely free if they mention their favorite radio station, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you're building for the future. How's that going?
It's going well. We've got walls up. We should have a roof on by the end of next week. It's looking like a building now.
Well, you know, the nice thing about it, you're staying right here in our great community, and that's great.
Yep. We're right down from the rivers, or the Regions Bank, and we're between the old Regions Bank and the new Regions Bank, so everybody is watching the new growth and excited about new growth happening in our community.
Yeah, you're smart, Jeff. You put yourself right in the middle of money, right?
That's right.
Okay. What number can somebody call if they have a question?
They can call us at 423-0100 or learn more about us by going to our website at proptfl.com.
Okay. I'm not playing tennis till next week, but I'm going to go out and stretch, okay?
Good. Do it.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Skip.
There he goes, Jeff Berner on AM 1230 WSBB.
Spring is here at Servair Heating and Air Conditioning. Time for Lennox Spring Rebates. Let Servair help you take advantage of up to $1,300.